Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your band breaks go getting you down.
As Atlanta Rhythm Section brings us back with our anthem, ladies and gentlemen. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you still got to try. I know that's what you do out there, small business owners. I see you doing it all the time. It's what makes you my heroes. It's what makes you so proud of you. I see you doing it against all odds, working without a net. All those things, and nobody else can do it like you. And I don't even want to think about what America or the world would look like without you doing what you do, small business owners. And you know that that's how I feel, and I know Tamar Jacoby agrees with me. Tamar's one of our great Brain Trust members, and she's the president and CEO of Immigration Works, and also she's working very hard on helping us with our economy through the workforce development side. That's another part of her business. And I think you know I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and Tamar's here. She's also the author of a number of books, including Reinventing the Melting Pot. Tamar, there's a crisis in America right now that in the workplace where there may be as many as 6 million good-paying jobs unfilled because employers can't find qualified people. And when I say qualified, I've been asking about questions about the internals on this research. And qualified could mean I need a welder, I can't find a welder. But qualified also to some employers might mean I don't want to hire somebody to wait on customers who've got tattoos over their whole body. Right. Or rings coming out of their nose. Or the guy shows up to the interview and he doesn't know how to act. Or I hire the guy and he can't show up on time. We can't come to work on time. We have to let him go. Or the person can't pass a blood test, a drug test. Right. Or they don't have a driver's license. These are and in addition to the fact that we've got 21st century jobs with people with a lot of 20th century skills. This is an epidemic right now. There are small businesses all over the country, Tamar, who will tell you the reason we can't grow is we can't find good people to help us grow. It's a real problem. What do you think?
I hear that all the time. I hear that all the time. And all the things you say. Often it is the skill, and often it's the can they get along with others and come to work on time and as you say, pass the drug test. So the good news is it's spurring some activity, right? So across the country, you know, the old vocational education, you know, it disappeared a long time ago or shrank to almost nothing a long time ago. You know, it was and wasn't so helpful. It helped some, prepared some people, got some people ready. It was better than nothing. But a lot of the time it wasn't very good. And it prepared people for jobs that didn't really exist and taught them skills that nobody needed. So the good news is the crisis is spurring change around the country. It's not fast enough. And, you know, you need to hire someone yesterday. And change that starts today and takes a year or more is not going to get you somebody in time, but it will still be a good thing for the country. So, you know, my metaphor is that it's like the workforce world today is kind of like Silicon Valley in the 1970s. A lot of colleges and a lot of high schools and a lot of education reformers and a lot of foundations and a lot of businesses are experimenting with different, better ways to train people, trying to come up with programs that combine teaching them what you call the stuff that you were talking about, what people call employability skills, with, in many cases, the technical skills they need. And so, you know, there are many different ways to do it, as in 1970s, there were a lot of different devices in Silicon Valley, some that, you know, ended up in the junk heap.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it's a college partners with an employer. Sometimes an employer does them by himself. Sometimes an employer helps the college figure out what to teach but isn't too involved in it. Sometimes it's, you know.
Chambers of Commerce is one of the things Chambers of Commerce have been doing for a long time is helping, and they do it in a unique way that nobody else can do it, really. Chambers of Commerce, non-government organizations, get the education system, local education system, and the local employers together and find out what they need, and they work toward that. including the
right,
junior colleges, the technical schools.
Exactly, and community colleges. Yeah, exactly. But so the key is, and this is important for your listeners, it never works without employers, right? If it's just the school, like, say, the guy who taught welding 10 years ago, 20 years ago, teaching it the same old way, or, God forbid, the guy who teaches coding teaching
right.
it the same old way he taught it 1 year ago, it's going to be crappy, right? So the only way to make it good is if employers are involved and say, and there are a lot of different ways for employers to get involved,
mm-hmm.
and that's the point. But the point is, for your people, it's not good enough. And, you know, I'm not here to scold your people. I agree with you. They're doing amazing things, and nobody has extra time. But it's not good enough to sort of sit by and complain, oh, where's Sally?
Well,
where's
one thing for sure, tomorrow, we have
to get them involved.
I think that's a sobering fact that's hitting them right upside the head right now. I mean, even though it was important to hear it from you and from me, you know, I think they're saying, well, you know, I think I already knew that. I mean, and they're realizing that how they used to go to market for employees, for qualified employees, that's dried up, hasn't it?
That's not working. And the point is, there are many different ways to get involved. You know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, I have people calling up every day saying, well, what do I do? Well, the answer is local, right? There's no one-size-fits-all,
mm-hmm.
but it might be you find your chamber, and they have a great system. It might be you find your community college, and
mm-hmm.
they have a great system. And
Do we also need to start telling our young people maybe a liberal arts degree is not the best way for you to go?
Well, that's absolutely right. And, you know, and the trouble is everybody's willing to say that to somebody else. Nobody's willing to say it to their own.
Yeah, to their own kid. That's a good point. That's an excellent point. Hold on to that thought. Tomorrow, I need a website, please.
This is OpportunityAmericaOnline.org.
OpportunityAmericaOnline.org, folks. Check that out. Quick break. Right back. More to come with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. I told you she was really smart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.